The United Nations says Daesh Takfiri terrorists have reportedly captured up to 3,000 Iraqi civilians who are fleeing to the city of Kirkuk. The UN Refugee Agency says the civilians were internally displaced people fleeing villages in the Hawija district. 12 civilians have reportedly lost their lives in captivity. The northern and western parts of Iraq have been the scene of violence ever since Daesh launched a campaign of terror in 2014. Let's speak to our correspondent Altaf Ahmed now, who joins us via Skype from Baghdad with the very latest. Now, Altaf, tell us a bit more about this situation around the city of Kirkuk.
Well, first of all, the Takfiris have had regions which lay west and south of the oil-rich city of Kirkuk under their control since their advance in two parts of north and west of Iraq in mid-June, July of 2014. The region of Hawija, however, which lays around 30 kilometers south of the city of Kirkuk and has long been used by the Takfiris as base to launch attacks against Kirkuk and neighboring regions, Hawija has been under the control, or not control actually, has been completely surrounded by Iraqi forces backed with popular mobilization units as well as Kurdish Peshmerga for the past 2 weeks now. And we know that the Iraqi forces have liberated a number of towns and villages which lay on the outskirts of Hawija, but at the same time they are preparing and gearing up for an all-out offensive to retake the district of Hawija itself. Before Daesh's advance, the region was home to around 400,000 Iraqis, the majority of whom are Arabs, and with a small Turkman minority. At the same time, but after the Takfiris had taken control of the town, we know that right now there are around 25,000 Iraqis who are trying to flee the district. And I think the Takfiris are sort of, they know that the Iraqi forces are going to advance and to try to retake Hawija ahead of their advance towards the city of Mosul. Therefore, they're trying to take as much civilian hostages as possible. And we've seen the same scenario play out in both the city, or the operations to liberate the city of Fallujah, to liberate the city of Ramadi, to liberate the city of Tikrit, because for the Takfiris, they see that capturing hostages is not only going to enable them to have human shields, which would deter the Iraqi forces advance towards them, it would also deter the Iraqi Air Force, for example, from targeting the Takfiris' bases, arms depots, bastions, posts, so on and so forth. But the least of they can be used as a ticket and a way out of regions which are completely surrounded by the Iraqi forces. Also, we have seen that the Takfiris have time and again tried to swap these human shields or these hostages with Takfiris and militants who are in the custody of the Iraqi government or Iraqi authorities or the Kurdish authorities in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region. Now, the Iraqi Observatory for Human Rights has said that the number of hostages who have been taken is not 3,000, it's around 1,900. There is a small difference. However, there seems to be a confirmation for the stories from Iraqi sources. And as I said, I think the Takfiris, they know that the Iraqi forces are advancing towards Hawija. They know that they're going to lose Hawija, or it's a matter of time to when they lose Hawija to the Iraqi forces. Therefore, they're trying to prolong the crisis as much as possible, and to basically buy time. And maybe have, as I said, a way out or a ticket so that they can escape using these hostages as a shield for when they escape.
Right. So then I guess, Altaf, the question is then what are the Iraqi security forces going to do to ensure that these civilians are not used as human shields or not used as a bargaining chip?
Well, since from Iraqis, they usually, when they find or when they see that the Takfiris have a large number of civilians under their control or under being taken as hostage, what they do is they slow down the operations, they open up humanitarian corridors and give this humanitarian side of the situation, it becomes their top priority or it tops their agenda. So I think we're going to hear maybe that the Iraqi forces are indeed going to maybe slow down the operations a little bit. We are going to hear about a newer humanitarian passageway which are being established to help evacuate these civilians from the inside. Also, we're going to hear about a lot of intensive effort to try and communicate with the people on the inside to try also to maybe find out where exactly the posts of the Takfiris are. But also also, there's something I would like to highlight. In past experiences, we've seen that the people on the inside, usually they lead a revolt, a revolution against the Tekfiris, even if they're not armed, even if they don't have weapons to fight back. They try to fight back with the most basic material that they have, with the basic weapons that they have, and they usually revolt from the inside. We know that the Tekfiris, right, there are around 1,200 to 1,500 militants on the inside. We know also there are 20 to 25,000 civilians. So we could hear about a small revolt taking place in Hawija as well.